takes.
And you kind of
appreciate it. Specific.
Heartbreaking fashion.
You stay up.
What? Raise 10 nothing. Vegan.
The Imaginary Radio Show with the Imaginary Radio Show players. In tonight's episode, we're featuring Brian O.
On my own show, when they leave, I record myself. And I'm funny.
Alicia. Brian M.
Because when you understand.
Oh, yes!
Sherry.
Where are your sawed-off shotguns when you need them?
Lisa.
Famous in my bedroom.
Oh, I didn't mean it!
Bill.
Look at me! Look at me!
Deidre.
Oh my, my.
You're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
Did you ever hear Casey Kasem?
Oh, yeah, he went off on that one rant.
Yeah. Did you ever hear that, Brian?
Yeah. You need YouTube that and play it. It's funny, Alicia.
He's like, yeah.
With Casey Kasem.
I just came off a clip of a kid's dog dying. And we're sitting there trying to be happy. There's no happy songs after this. The dog died.
Okay,
he
here gets comes angry. From Alicia's computer.
We're up to our long-distance dedication. And this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand, whether we have kids or pets or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio. And here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's go start again. From coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please. See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions, and then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but goddamn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone? Okay, I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a f***ing up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication. Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week. This is a last goddamn time I want somebody to use his fucking brain to not come out of a goddamn record that is that's up tempo, and I gotta talk about a fucking dog dying.
You're gonna have so much bleepage.
Oh god.
Oh man, that's
makes
funny.
Paul Anka look like Princess Diana.
So awful.
Who would ever know?
To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.
Lisa's here this week. Lisa, I'm sorry, last time we played a Brian imitator, which could have been a Billy imitator, because he sounded just like Brian and Billy do. And we have another one this week. Buddy Rich. Here's Buddy Rich talking to his band in a nice fashion. Ready?
Mm-hmm. Back in New York on the f***ing red line so fast you don't even know that you're on this one. Dare you play a fucking set like that? This friend of this puppet player has become the leader of this fucking band and decide how long they're gonna hold a court. What the fuck do you think you're doing? You think you're playing with some kid up there? I expect 110% fucking perfection every fucking tune. You got that? And if you can't do it, get off my fucking band tonight! You had a day off yesterday and you come back like this and you suck! What kind of music do you think you're playing here anyhow? And who do you think you're playing for? You think I tolerate that shit? You're worse than any fucking high school band I ever heard. You come in wrong because you leave one fucking beat out, you can't find one? I don't know what kind of drummers you think you're playing with, but you'll play with me or you'll get out. And I mean now, I don't need this shit. The rest of my life and not worry about a f***ing thing. I don't have to meet your f***ing payroll and play you for playing like a f***ing high school dropout. How dare you do that? Assholes. You can't play a simple f***ing tune. You can't hold a chord. You can't play time when you play solos. What kind of solos am I hearing tonight? You want to rehearse and practice, get a f***ing band in Sydney and play
kind of shit you want. Over here, you play time. You don't like what I play? Get the fuck out. I'm tired of putting up with you. I'm tired of silent boy. I'm tired of you, period. And I'm tired of all of you guys that can't go up and play a fucking job for 45 fucking minutes. You got it too fucking easy, guys. I'm making so fucking...
He's not happy.
It was just
that's Buddy Rich.
Buddy Rich.
Buddy Rich.
Who is Buddy Rich, and why do I know that name?
He's a drummer, like the best drummer ever.
With himself,
he did. Yeah, he did, like was like an orchestra, kind of like a jazz guy. So he was just
wow. You don't want to be bad in his band.
You know what? I'd rather be in Paul Anka's band. You wear a shirt, you're fine. You can get your cuts off. You know where to come in on my way, and you'll be okay.
They're relating these guys to me, that I'm some sort of tyrant in the band.
Yes. She's not disagreeing with me.
I don't know. I've never seen you, like... He doesn't flip out.
He doesn't flip out. These guys. Okay, can I say this? This is what it sounds like in Brian's head. This is Brian in his head, but he won't say the words. Here's another another clip of Buddy Rich. Praising his band. He says clam. I guess that's when you hit a bad note. Just to keep you involved in the audio. He says you clam out there, and I think that means when you hit a bad note.
Oh, well, no. I think clam is mean like you close, like you don't play anything. You clam up.
Oh, really?
Could that be that? Like, you know,
oh, maybe. I thought
you just got out there and clammed up. Like,
oh, maybe.
That means you just shut up.
Well, he doesn't like either way. He's not too happy about it.
What kind of plane do you think this is? What kind of miscue is your phone? What kind of bed do you think you're playing on, motherfuckers? You want to fuck with me on a bad band? Shut that fucking door. I'm up there working my fucking door. I'm trying to do somebody a favor, and you motherfuckers are sucking all over this joint. What kind of trumpet station do you blow tonight? A saxophone? You've got to fucking be kidding me. How dare you call yourselves professional?
Somebody that probably doesn't work for him anymore.
Wow.
I guess. But wow, that's worse than Paul Anka.
It is.
And they said that he was very, very, very nice. He said just whenever he smoked pot, he got really angry.
Oh, Buddy, right?
Yeah. And they said, like, everybody's like, he was the sweetest guy in the world. And then I think that's why that audio was so surprising. Because he was that nice of a guy, and then he just snapped the one day.
So, oh, that was
I mean,
big,
were they
one
were
time.
They really terrible? Maybe,
I guess probably not. It's just when you're at that level of perfection, like the way he is, you know. And he's right. He's played with you know, Benny Goodman. So when some other clarinet player's up there throwing out clams, as he puts it,
yeah, I don't know what that is.
I think it's when he just clam. No clams tonight. We have a show tonight, Bri. No clams, please. No clams.
And now for some music from the WAG. We'll be right back.
I'm a little bit of a perfectionist.
Well, we're going to stick to the set list tonight.
We're going to stick to what?
Well, set list tonight.
No,
okay. That's fine.
We never stick to the set list. Get the heck out
when
of here.
When we play, a lot of times we don't. We change the set
list.
You got
to feel the crowd.
Exactly. Right? We accommodate the mood of the place, and that's a good thing to
do. It is a good thing. We should be better at audibling, and we're not.
Audibling?
Yeah.
Mm. What?
When you change the football analogy, when the quarterback goes to the line and he looks at the defense and he changes the play because he's like, okay, it's a pass play and all that. The guy's double covered. So he calls an audible and he calls another play right at the line of scrimmage. So if you so when we get up there and we're ready to play a song, then we see the drunk, you know, seven girls are all dancing together and the next song is Cats in the Cradle. We go, no, we call an audible.
Yeah.
And then we're going to play something else.
We do that.
Yeah, we do that,
but then we have funny conversations about it. And, like, that's where we have to just look at each other and just, like, if one person yells out the song,
just do it,
and then we'll discuss it later.
The problem is the person has to yell out the song so the person all the way over on the side can hear it and knows what's coming next.
I agree that that's a problem.
Never hear what is coming next.
I agree that that's a problem.
Okay. All right, well...
No, this is good. This is good.
This
is a show about the struggles of four vocal musicians.
But if the song starts and, like, there's nothing that you're playing in that beginning intro, you'll figure out what song it is.
I don't care. I want to know before we start playing.
And then, you know what? I'm going to give her a little bit of credit because then you have to pick up percussive instruments that make a lot of noise that you're picking them up. I like to have in my hand beforehand.
It's just a matter of, like...
I know.
It's not the time.
If you want to cut the time, then you and Dan, because it's always you and Dan, have to figure it out real quick instead of discussing back and forth. Don't listen to the notes. Somebody call it out.
This is a wag band.
Somebody call it out and then turn around and say to me, okay, paper cup or whatever. Like, the two of you need to take less time deciding on what to do and more time turning around and telling me what song it is we're going to do.
I think it should be more of like a...
Point Alicia.
I think it should be more of, like, one suggestion, that's it.
Yeah, if somebody feels it, whoever the person is and yells out, just do it.
Yep.
Because then, you know what, we can sit there and argue for 25 minutes.
Right.
No, I don't think it's going to go over. We know at the end of these shows, it's the same thing anyway.
Yeah.
Just the fucking song. Play it.
All right, so.
You just don't look that bad.
We'll make that new rule tonight.
Yes.
Somebody.
No clams.
That's it, we do it. No clams, we call it, we do it, that's it, done.
Yep.
And that's
what if
it.
You call them both at the same time? Two different ones.
We do that constantly. Like, you turn around and four people yell a different song out.
Then we do the clam.
Either way, I'm clamming on it. Oh, God. Yeah. Speaking of clams, I got to play the accordion tonight.
Yep.
It's going to be a clam bake over at the downtown. What?
Have you practiced?
No.
What song has the accordion?
Long Years.
And the other Beatles song that I want you to do.
Oh, enough with that Beatles song.
Oh. One.
We can work it out.
Why not?
Because I don't like it.
I don't.
I know. You guys do it too.
It would sound so good with the accordion.
They
do it with the accordion.
Yeah.
So. I don't do it with the accordion.
You'll do it with the accordion. I don't like it.
Oh, really? when are you learning?
Done.
Yeah, okay. All my songs suggestions. By the way, everybody in the listening audience, all my cover song suggestions when we do cover songs never come to fruition.
What are you asking him to learn?
19th Nervous Breakdown.
That's the only one. That and Take Me Home.
Did them both.
We've been together 13 years. We've done 70 million cover songs. Yeah, we did both of yours, Bri.
We did.
Thanks a lot.
I don't get many either.
that
you still get more than me.
No.
You still get more than me.
No.
Probably only because I sing some of them.
Yeah. What, now I gotta sing them?
Yep. Yeah.
And then the worst thing, I'm like, I was like 10, like 8 years ago, I'm like, we should do Country Roads by John Denver. I think we do a pretty good job of it. Oh, they laughed me out of the room.
No, we tried it.
Goodbye. Goodbye. No, we're not going to do it. And then, no. This is going back.
It is a little bit lame for
what
you guys
do. No,
you start. So then they laughed me out of the room, and then one day I'm in the bathroom, 4 years later, mind you, and what do I hear? I hear a version of Country Roads. And I like, and I come in, like, it never existed that I said it, and like, yeah, we're thinking about doing Country Roads. And I'm like, you son of a bitches. No. And now we're learning it.
See?
But then, I'm not counting that one as mine.
Why not?
You should count it as yours.
No!
If you can take any song and make it peppy and make it do what you do, then...
No.
Take the point.
No, I'm not taking a point 4 years
one
after the
point
fact.
He's saying that's not going to count as him getting one of his suggestions.
Yeah, that's not good. I still only have two. Yeah.
Who cares if it's 100 years later? Sometimes we revisit songs a million times.
Yeah, but no, they just say, they gave me a...
Do you know how many times Billy does that to me? And I'm like, just let me show you. And it will sometimes be years before. And then finally, he did it to me recently with something. We learned something. Levon, maybe. I was talking about Levon like 6 years ago because my sister did this awesome version. Like, I told you, she's really quiet. She did this awesome version, like, screaming in the 7-Eleven parking lot in her car. And I was like, that's perfect. I want to do that song. And we kind of learned it. And Billy, like, poo-pooed all over it. And then recently, like, Anton was at the house and he, like, pulled it out. He was playing it, and Billy was like, "Oh, that'd be a good song to learn." I'm like, "What?
Exactly?
Not cool.
Yeah.
So not cool."
Exactly. Now you know the way I feel about Country Roads and every other cover song. What about the other last batch I gave? I gave like 5 songs. We do cover songs, people out in the audience, to supplement our income.
Only during our acoustic acts.
Only during our acoustic acts. Please buy our album so we don't have to do this anymore. Please, I'm begging you. We write original music. This radio show is full of original music.
Yes, I'm with Brian in that begging.
Oh my God, I don't want to do another cover as long as I live. That being said,
wow,
the covers that
I
we
think
do
I have
do.
To go.
No, I'm sorry. You listen to Peas and Carrots, though. If you want a cover band, Peas and Carrots, way to go. There you go. Anyway, so where's my, what was my last suggestion? My last several
about
last suggestions.
I think you said, you got it.
The whole
by,
bunch
of
shit.
No. That's why I tapped into
already
the Eagles song.
Already Gone by
no,
Eagles?
No. All songs that I don't want to do.
We do that.
I know.
Captain
and
Tennille?
No.
Already Gone.
Oh.
What's the Captain and Tennille song I want to do?
Which one?
I don't know.
Love Will Keep Us Together.
Yeah.
Muskrat.
Muskrat Love. No. I won't do Muskrat Love.
Didn't America do a version of Muskrat Love?
Yes. Yeah, they just do the same little, it's not good. What?
Change the subject.
No, why? Why? This show is about it's about burping and the struggles of 4 local musicians.
Oh, God.
And a member of Peas and Carrots is going to beat the I mean, as soon as we walk out of the house, because you bam, bam, cover.
You just pooed on cover bands.
I didn't poo on cover
don't
bands.
Don't come to my gigs anymore.
No, I didn't.
You don't like cover bands? No problem.
It's not.
We just don't want to be one.
I don't want to be a cover band when I want to write original material.
No problem.
And then trust me, when I'm 50 years old, I'm going to be doing covers. I'm not. It's not bad mouth.
I'm not coming to your cover gigs.
Yeah. This segment's not going to air.
Why not?
Because I don't want friction. We're fun and happy.
We're not frictioning. We will never friction, okay?
No, I'm saying Brian's frictioning.
I'm not frictioning.
Yes, you are.
This is real life. You don't do my covers.
Okay.
I might get support now. The 5 listeners we have might come to the show.
No.
Love will keep us together.
After you poop all over cover songs, you think people are going to be like, down with Junior.
I wish I was talented enough to write those kind of songs. It's just that we're trying to make original music.
Well, we are. But we also do some cover music.
We do some covers. But then when I get on board and say, okay, great, I'm on board, let's maybe try one or two of these. Literally, I guess when I said one or two 13 years ago, you took it to mean one or two, because that's all I got is two.
Oh.
Thanks for listening to the Imaginary Radio Show. To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.